news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Pilots in the U.S. complained at least five times in recent months about problems controlling their Boeing 737 MAX 8 jets during critical moments of flight, federal records show, adding to questions raised by deadly crashes involving that model of jetliner in Ethiopia and Indonesia. Some of the incidents appear to involve the same anti-stall system that has come up as a potential cause of October's Indonesia crash. This according to a review of a Federal Aviation Administration incident database that lets pilots self-report trouble. Investigators have not said whether the same technology had emerged as a possible cause of Sunday's crash in Ethiopia. Former Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood said to the Washington Post, quote, "Those planes should be pulled down and inspected. The flying public is owed that." Donald Trump on Tuesday put his idiocy on display again by tweeting, quote, "Airplanes are becoming far too complex to fly. Pilots are no longer needed, but rather computer scientists from MIT. I see it all the time in many products, always seeking to go one unnecessary step further, when often old and simpler is far better. Split-second decisions are needed, and the complexity creates danger. All of this for great cost, yet very little gain. I don't know about you, but I don't want Albert Einstein to be my pilot. I want great flying professionals that are allowed to easily and quickly take control of a plane." Boeing said it would update its flight control systems to comply with an advisory from the Federal Aviation Administration mandating specific design changes by next month. But the FAA is taking no further action at this point. More than 40 countries have banned the Boeing 737 MAX 8. Two famous actresses are among those charged in connection with a $25 million college entrance exam scheme. The actresses and other defendants allegedly helped Rick Singer and Edge College and Career Network get wealthy clients' children into elite colleges and universities through fraud and bribes. CNN has more.
We're here today to announce charges in the largest college admissions scam ever prosecuted by the Department of Justice.
A jaw-dropping scam dubbed Operation Varsity Blues, involving at least 50 people, accusing wealthy parents of allegedly cheating so their children would be admitted into prestigious schools. One of the schemes involved parents allegedly paying millions for fake athletic credentials, just so their children could gain entry to college by being accepted to the school's athletic team. To be clear, these were not really student athletes.
Singer helped parents take staged photographs of their children engaged in particular sports. In one example, the head women's soccer coach at Yale, in exchange for $400,000, accepted an applicant as a recruit for the Yale women's team, despite knowing that the applicant did not even play competitive soccer. The student was in fact admitted, and afterward, the student's family paid Singer $1.2 million.
Singer, the man he mentions, is William Rick Singer. Not only did he allegedly stage those photos, but he also is accused of arranging for others to take online high school classes in place of the real students, so those higher grades could be submitted instead. The money paid by wealthy parents was listed as contributions to his sham charity, Key Worldwide Foundation.
Singer's clients paid him anywhere between $100,000 and $6.5 million.
Schools named in the complaint include USC, UCLA, Stanford, Georgetown, University of Texas at Austin, Yale University, and others in Boston. Late today, the man behind the college scheme admitting in court, "I created a side door that would guarantee families would get in." Randy Kaye, CNN. New York.
Besides Felicity Huffman and Lori Loughlin, other parents implicated in the fraud include the former president and CEO of Wynn Resorts Development, Gordon Kaplan, the co-chairman of the law firm Wilkie Farr & Gallagher, and Gregory Abbott, CEO of the International Dispensing Company. None of them responded to requests for comment. 3 years after Britain voted to leave the European Union, lawmakers in the UK again failed to agree on the mechanics of the divorce. Parliament on Tuesday overwhelmingly rejected Prime Minister Theresa May's revised Brexit deal, the second such defeat. Parliament will vote again on Wednesday,
this time on whether to leave the European Union by March 29th without a deal, a scenario that could trigger economic chaos. If that vote fails, there would be a Thursday vote to request a delay from EU leaders. The Senate is scheduled to vote Thursday on a rebuke of Trump's emergency move to seize appropriated funds to build his asinine wall. The vice president and Republican senators have been working on a last-minute plan to avoid the vote, and they seem to have come up with something. Senate Republicans will now vote on a bill to limit future declarations of national emergencies, but not the one Trump declared to build his wall. This is just amazing. Stay tuned. I got the news. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com/donate.